KNOM Profiles.
Woody Salmon was a member of the Alaska House of Representatives from 2005 to 2011. He represented the old District 6, and this August he's running against Nome's Neil Foster in the Democratic primary to represent the new District 39.
Being down in Juneau for 6 years, I understand the issues that covers almost the state of Alaska. So whether you represent the interior or the coastal areas, basically the big issues are affects this, almost the state of Alaska. I mean, you're talking about high oil prices, you're talking about jobs, money going to the school districts and stuff like that. And I mean, that's statewide.
Born in Fort Yukon and raised in Chalkeetsik, a small community near the border with Canada, Salmon was a pilot for 20 years in the Yukon Flats. He represented District 6 for 6 years. Since leaving office, he's been the city manager of Fort Yukon and the tribal administrator for Chalkeetsik. With Alaska's new redistricting map, much of Salmon's old District 6 has been incorporated into District 39.
It's unfortunate that they made it so big, you know, but that's politics in Alaska.
Salmon's former district was a horseshoe around Fairbanks and Anchorage, stretching from the southeast all the way west along the Yukon. The new District 39 will stretch all the way from the Canadian border across the state in an even larger horseshoe. The new district will lose some communities along the lower Yukon and Kuskokwim, but it will extend even further west to include coastal communities all the way to the Bering Sea. Salmon says representing the coast is familiar territory.
I've had experience in representing coastal area down around Tyonek and that area, so I think I have the, you know, the background and the skills to represent, you know, coastal communities as well.
Salmon says that if Alaska is to succeed, the state has to develop, and he thinks rural communities across the state need to be involved in that development.
We need to develop our resources. That's the main thing. We need to start the villages, people start working in the industry, train them, put them out there in the oil field. That's the route I've been through myself, you know, starting with a pipeline, you know. That gives people a future, if you could, you know, see it that way. That's one area that we could develop and use our, you know, rural people to do these things.
But Salmon says that the resource and infrastructure development that Alaska needs can't come at the expense of the environment. He often references the Exxon Valdez and what that meant for a generation of fishermen.
We have to develop our state, but yet, on the other hand, we have to protect our coastal areas. Is very important. I mean, we don't want another Valdez, which ruined our fishing industry for 20, 30 years. And, you know, we have to protect our, you know, environment. We have to be responsible.
The trickle of natural resources out of the state is another issue Salmon says needs to change.
We need to start routing some of that oil back into the state of Alaska, where we just ship everything down to the lower 48, both our crude oil, and now we're thinking about doing that for the natural gas. We need to start using some of that gas in the state so we could bring our cost down. We just ship our crude oil out to the lower 48, we refine it up there, then they ship that back up to us so we can use it. And to me, that's kind of backwards. We should use it domestically here, then ship it out late if we have excess.
Representing rural communities in the legislature is important for Salmon. He says mixing rural areas with urban areas is a losing proposition for rural residents. He says they just don't have the population base needed to compete, and doing so will only negatively affect those communities. Schools in particular are one area he has singled out.
First of all, rural schools, you're talking about the plan that was implemented by, I think, Governor Palin, that we do forward funding. That helps the rural schools, so you don't have to give pink slips, you know, in March, and, you know, you could retain your teachers, and, you know you have funding for the following year. Of course, everybody, you know, you talk about school system, and everybody is, you know, in the pot, regardless of how you look at it. I mean, we're all in the school system. We all want our children educated, regardless of, you know, whether they're in the urban areas or the rural areas. So how they have their boroughs versus their in the urban areas versus what we have out there in the rural areas is a little different. So the funding is a little different. They say we get more funding, but we get higher cost too of fuel and living standards out in the rural areas. And we try to, in the past, try to, you know, alleviate that problem by, you know, that cost factor.
That difference between rural and urban Alaska, Salmon says, is also felt in state agencies, where he says many are appointed who simply don't understand life in the bush.
There are some people that is not good for the bush. The governor, some of his selection, that's not favorable to the bush, you know, some of the attorney generals and, you know, fish and game people, you know, they're more urban-oriented and they don't know much about that area. They nominated them, but then we didn't select them, and that says a lot about Bush Caucus. You know, we stick together and we bring people in, and you know, they help us out. And I mean, that's a big plus to the community if you don't have somebody that's, you know, totally against the Bush area. You know,
getting bipartisan support for issues is something Salmon pledges to work for. He says allowing a program like coastal management to lapse shows the need for cooperation in Juneau.
When you're down in the state legislature and there's 40 of you and there's only a handful that's, you know, for a certain subject, you know, I mean, it's hard regardless of, you know, what side you're on, you know. You know, like coastal management, for example, you know, they jumped the ship and they said, well, we're going to attack coastal management, you know. 2 years later, 4 years later, where's it at? You know, not resolved, but getting further and further behind on the burners, you know. So you could say you solve the problem, just, you know, say you're in the majority, that, you know, that don't work. You have to continue attacking the problem.
Ultimately, Salmon says his strengths lie in his experience working in Juneau and with other Bush legislators.
I work with Reggie and Donnie Olson, and we kind of stick together and we know our problems, whether it's their problem or our problem. So when you represent people, that's how you represent it. And when we're Bush caucus, I mean, we all work together collectively for the Bush issues.
Woody Salmon is running in the Democratic primary to represent House District 39. The primary will be held August 28th. For a full map of the new state districts, including District 39, visit the news page at knom.org. And listen to KNOM Profiles tomorrow to hear from the other candidate in August's primary, Representative Neil Foster. For KNOM Profiles, I'm Matthew Smith.
Profiles is a production of KNOM News and Public Affairs.